Let's tighten it up a little bit so there's room for everyone. This is where it helps that you took a bath. Shower. All right, right up on the edge of the step. Right up on the edge of the step. Come to the front. Look at this. What a nice big group we have. Let's tighten it up a little bit here so everybody can get on. Move this way. Move this way. The shepherd is guiding his sheep. We can do this. We can do it. You can come up. There we go. All right. Look at this with your holy hands. Everybody looks so great and so holy. And what a special day. In the gospel today, Jesus gave us a great command. What do you think he told us to do? What did Jesus think we should do?
Love one another as I have loved you.
Love one another as I have loved you. That's a great answer, Sebastian. Thank you for getting us started. And then Jesus said what the greatest love is. He said there is no greater love than this. Do you remember what he said that was? There is no greater love than this. Are you going to guess or do you know?
God.
God? He's the answer to everything, okay? There is no greater love than what? Somebody was raising their hand. No guesses. There is no greater love than to?
Help one another.
What? Henry always bails us out. It's a Playford family tradition. There is no greater love than this. What?
God's love.
What?
God's love.
How about to lay down one's life for one's friends? That's what the deacon just read for us from the 15th chapter of John. The greatest love is to lay down your life for your friends. Well, Jesus did that for us on the cross. He gave his life for us. We are his friends, one family in faith. And Jesus gives his life for us in the Eucharist. And that's what you've been preparing for so long. And what makes this day so special. And Jesus made a promise. He said, I do this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. Complete happiness and joy for us to believe in God, that Jesus is God, and that in a miracle, bread and wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. That is the source of our complete joy, not just a little bit of happiness, but we couldn't be happier. Now, this is a miracle. And everybody up here knows the answer to this. What is the name of the miracle where bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ? Let's try this out for size. Let's see here. Do you know?
Transubstantiation.
You say it so softly and sweet. Say it louder.
Transubstantiation.
I like the way you say it. How many think he has the right answer? I think he does too. Transubstantiation, probably the biggest word you've ever learned in your young life. And that's as it should be because it's one of the greatest miracles that happen. And it happens at every Mass, which is the wedding feast of the Lamb, where heaven and earth come together and where bread becomes Jesus' body and wine becomes his blood. And we need to believe it. That's why when I say the body of Christ to each of you in about 30 minutes when you make your first communion, I'm asking you a question. How do you answer my question when I say the body of Christ? What is the answer to that question?
Amen.
Say it louder.
Amen.
What does that mean? What does it mean when you say amen?
I believe.
What does it mean?
I believe.
What does it mean?
I believe.
What does it mean?
I believe.
What do you believe?
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
My work here is finished. Let's hear it for this year's first communicants. You can go back to your seats.